All right, happy Boxing Day to you listening to 92.3 Nigerian Vibe. I hope you're spending time with loved ones and you're making very good use of the public holiday. As someone said to me earlier today, there is no public holiday for the weekend, and I assume I'm part of the weekend, so I have to be here at work and talk with you for development and also find a way to enhance your relaxation and also help you, you know, feel better as you spend time with loved ones and, you know, exchange gifts, because once again, today is Boxing Day. I am Kalada Kurubatibo and I am the man on the microphone. You're listening to Hard Facts, and let's get to the facts now. So I want us to talk about something as seen on some of the dailies today, part of the current affairs for today, All right, and my topic is PDP fumes as Fubara defends Tinubu over peace deal. That's of course is the headline on one of the newspapers published today. Tinubu, or rather, PDP fumes as Fubara, that's the governor of River State, Governor Simnalai Fubara, His Excellency, defends the president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu. So the PDP is angry, the PDP is livid, and right now they're expressing themselves. Well, my question is it too late? Is it better late than never? These are the thoughts in my head. But quickly, before I open the phone lines, because I would not be talking much today, I'm going to quickly read from the in-house bulletin. And the report says, the PDP National Working Committee has warned the River State Governor, Simnalai Fubara, against implementing the agreement. You know, when they say agreement, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Abuja Accord, like I love to call it. So the PDP is saying don't implement that agreement without the input of the party. The party is not necessarily saying do not implement, but the party is saying let us know what you want to implement and how you want to implement it. Now, the party's deputy national youth leader, Timothy Osadolo, in an interview, faulted the peace deal, saying the issues at stake are constitutional. In the meantime, the PDP has released the timetable and schedule of activities for the 3rd February 2024 by-elections. So it is getting interesting. But my question still remains, is it a little too late, or is it better late than never? So let's read from the Punch newspaper. It says, River State Governor Simnalai Fubara on Monday defended the peace deal initiated by President Bola Tinubu between him and his predecessor, Yesom Wike, over the crisis in the state. In a broadcast on Monday, the governor said the resolution brokered by the president to resolve the crisis was not a death sentence, adding that it would ensure lasting peace in the state. He expressed his commitment to the implementation of the peace agreement in such a way that would restore political stability in the state. But you see, the People's Democratic Party National Working Committee, in its reaction, warned the governor against implementing the agreement he signed without the input of the party, on whose platform he became governor. So that's the gist. And we talked about it yesterday in Lent, and we said, oh, if the governor wants to implement that deal, is it such a bad thing? Because he has come out to say it's not as bad as, you know, some genuine people who are against it have thought or have said. And he said it's not a death sentence, that he's even eager to implement it for the peace and stability of River State. Some people are still kicking against it. Some people are saying no. And the PDP, even though it's the youth wing of the National Working Committee, the PDP has now come out to make a statement, and it is saying that it would not necessarily allow the governor just go implement anything. Remember yesterday, the former governor and FCT minister, Yesom Wike, did mention that he did not invite the president to come and mediate over the political crisis. But, you know, the president saw it wise, which, by the way, will be our next topic, the 5 o'clock hour. The president saw it wise to jump in and, you know, mediate and ensure that these two people who, you know, necessarily listen to his advice, his political advice, would do what he says they will do to ensure that River State has got political peace. But what can the PDP do at this point? When you look at the body language of the governor, yes, he's still a PDP member, just like, you know, his godfather, Yesomweke, still a PDP member. But when you look at some of the activities or even the body language, like we say when we talk politics in Nigeria, when you look at the body language, it looks very much like he is more in tune with the president. I don't know if it's the APC, but in tune with the president than he is in tune with his party. So you hear things like the budget of Renewed Hope and the other things he mentioned. Renewed Hope, Consolidation, and something he said. That's what the budget is titled or entitled. Correct me if I'm wrong. We've heard him say, oh, I am happy to work, you know, in there's a way the politicians put it, I'm trying to remember now. I am happy to, you know, work to achieve, you know, the president's goal, something like that, something in that nature, or to work with the president, something like that. And, you know, you hear some of these statements, and then you sit back and you ask yourself, what party does the governor belong to again? But then again, it's politics. And like I said, just like Barrister Yesomweke, who is a PDP member and a minister of the Federal Republic of Nigeria under an APC government, and also dancing to songs like On Your Mandate We Shall Stand, it also begs the question, what political party does the individual belong to? But you know, the PDP could have come in, you know, earlier. I remember the first time the problem started, there was the Nigerian governor, is it the PDP governor's meeting, and, you know, the PDP governors came out, made a statement, said that they were resolving the crisis and they were trying to talk to both parties, and, you know, they made some very strong statements at the time. Well, that was the last we heard about the PDP until recently, when everybody was shouting and there were talks about going to Abuja to settle with the president. That's when we heard the PDP come out and say, oh no, we do not know the 27 lawmakers anymore. We have declared their seats vacant. We have written to INEC and we'll sue to court and we'll do all of that. That was the time they finally spoke. And at that time I asked the question, and I'm still asking the same question, is it a little bit too late, or you know, better late than never. Better late than never. But as it stands, from your calculation, do you think, I mean, because a lot of you, I'm bringing the PDP into this, because a lot of you are saying, we don't want the governor to agree or implement that agreement. We want the governor, you know, to ensure that he focuses on the people of River State, even though the governor's arguing that the reason why he's doing it is because he wants, you know, the people of River State to feel the dividends of democracy. So your points, your arguments, I like to hear them. Your opinions, I like to hear them. And so I'm going to open the phone lines right now. Do you think the PDP can do much in terms of backing, in terms of backing the governor in this political fight? Do you think the governor should swing, you know, in the direction of the PDP? Remember, the PDP is in the opposition at the national. The PDP itself seems disoriented. You know, after the elections, it looks like, you know, the PDP is yet to get itself back. You know, after spending so much money, so much energy, you know, all of the fight and conflicts that happened during the electioneering season, it looks like the PDP is a little bit beaten. So should the governor decide to, you know, go under the umbrella of the PDP? Now, if the rumors that we hear, I know we don't deal with rumors or anything, or any of, I mean, we don't deal with rumors on the show, but if the rumors are anything to go by, there must be a reason why the governor decided to stick to the agreement of that Abuja Accord. There must be a reason, right? And I know he must have weighed his options, and there's a reason why he's tilting towards the president and allowing him, cover him with the presidential umbrella. Is there something, I don't know, I don't want to go into all of that, but is there something that the PDP can do at this time, you know, to back the governor and say, don't worry, we'll help you fight this fight? Can the PDP, as a matter of fact, help the governor fight this fight? I mean, the PDP in River State has been silent almost through, you know, this drama. The PDP in River State has been silent. But, I mean, do you think the PDP can help? That's basically the question. So I'm going to go straight to the phone lines so that I don't talk too much and allow you air your views on this issue. The phone numbers, the call numbers are the same. You can call me right now and let's get your thoughts on this issue. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. My question is simple. Can the PDP help the governor, you know, surmount this big challenge? It's a big political challenge. He has decided, you know, to call a truce. But the PDP is saying, no, come on now. Why would you do a truce? And even if you're going to do a truce, we have to be there to select what you are agreeing to. A little too late. Or better late than never, like to hear. Okay, so I'm waiting for the call screener to get your names and your locations and send them to me. However, you can send your messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Remember, we're also live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigerian for PH is the handle, and we are active on X, Nigerian for PH. I've got Ejike is calling from Port Harcourt. Ejike, welcome. What is on your mind? Tell me.
Yes, Kalada. Thank you very much.
All right.
Without wasting much of the time, PDP has lost in this battle.
Okay.
People that went to school say that you cannot sleep over your matter and they wake up to say, they have lost. For the former governor of River State to have swayed PDP to APC, they have gone to Abuja, and the PDP did not do him anything. Is it at this time that PDP want to wake up? They cannot do that.
All right.
They have slept over their right for so long. And so they not use River State as a bait to fight them. Battles they have already lost.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
Do you agree with EGK? EGK is saying the PDP wants to use River State to resuscitate the party. Do you agree? Real gift from Port Harcourt Township. I'd like to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon to EGK.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. EGK.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, I want to say, we are told in my community that elders will not be at home, and then the she-goat to put to bed with ropes tied around her legs. And at this point in time, the goats don't deliver with ropes on her legs. Okay. So at this point in time, we think the elders won't come to.
The elders can take care of the offsprings of a goat. They can take care of the offsprings and make sure that the offsprings are doing great and healthy.
Well, for me, PDP cannot help the governor at this point in time. Because for me as a person, I believe that the governor have signed it at the end of the day with the belief that indeed he's looking out for his own political future.
Mm.
Is he not?
Mm.
And at this point in time, I might be speculating. But, you know, the Supreme Court judgment is supposed to come in anytime soon. Anytime in January.
15th January.
Thank you very much. That means already you know the date. And don't be surprised that just maybe the governor is also looking at his own political calculation at this point in time, not the calculation of the rest of us, the Rivers people.
Okay.
And they have said it over and over again. He did not sign a death warrant. That was what he said, is it not?
All right, yeah, that's what he said.
So for me, PDP at this point in time will not.
All right, Gift, I've got to go. I've got to go. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Hard Facts.
Minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to 92.3 Nigeria Info, Hot Facts, that is. And Kala Dakuru Basubo on the microphone this afternoon. All right, that being said, let's get back to what we were talking about before we went in for the commercials. Actually, I was getting your thoughts, you listening. But just a quick recap, we're looking at the headline on the Punch newspaper that says that the PDP... the PDP are angry with the governor and they're saying, hey, do not go ahead to implement the Abuja Accord without the input of the party. And I'm asking, is it a little too late or better late than never? And I said, I mean, if you have looked at or observed the body language of the governor in recent times, he's more in tune with the president than he is with his party. And could the party have given him the umbrella, the cover, you know, before now, before things escalated to this point? Should it have been the president who, you know, presided over a ceasefire? Or should it have been the party, given the fact that, you know, the FCT minister will tell you that he's still a member of the PDP. And, of course, the governor is also still a member of the PDP. Could the PDP have done this mediation? Or, you know, is the PDP already too late? And the second question is, can the PDP, given the situation of things, cover politically the governor in this battle for political structure in River State? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Those are the call numbers. Call me right now. Let's get your thoughts, your opinions, your views on the issues, on the review. For WhatsApp, use the number 0809-030-6416. All right, let's read some messages while I'm waiting for the phone lines to buzz. This one says, greetings, Kalada. Looking at all that has transpired about the peace pact entered by the warring political factions in River State, I think Simfu Barra needs to beware of wailing healers who are desperately looking for means to manipulate him into fighting an avoidable and unnecessary political fight that could leave Governor Simfu Barra with heavy punches on his political seat. Both the PDP and the Wailing Hailers has at a time of their lives entered into out-of-court settlements and resolving certain social political issues. So what is wrong as Governor Simfu Barra opted for same peace pact? My advice to Governor Simfu Barra is that he should use his tongue to count his teeth so he would not be manipulated or hailed into a fight he will regret. I've got a gift from Yenigua. Let's start with that one. By the way, the message was written by Emmy Fiaga. Emmy, it's good to hear from you. Compliments of the season. Gift from Yenigua, welcome. What is on your mind this year?
My brother, compliment of the season. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Father. Good afternoon to you, Gift. Happy Boxing Day. What's on your mind?
Happy
tell me.
Happy Boxing Day, my brother. You're doing well.
All right, tell me what's on your mind, please.
Let me contribute my own little bit. Yeah. The truth of the matter, it is too late for PDP.
Gift, let me get you right. You are a PDP member. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, a staunch PDP member.
But you think it is too late for the PDP to be some kind of political backing for, or to even have an influence in this political fight?
They cannot. PDP, if you remember what played out, they toyed with people like us, they joked with us, they decided to, as in, bruise our ego. And at the end of the day, you know what played out? We supported Bola Tinubu.
Okay.
That was what played out. As far as I'm concerned, Wike is my leader and only leader, and followed by any other leader in the whole of Nigeria and South.
Okay.
Who is that person in the national PDP outside that people that you think has the strength to withstand immediate past Governor Wike? look at the gang up and everything they did. A people that has been standing for PDP, the South-South, whether you call it rain or sun, they did same thing to Goodluck. They repeated the same thing again to the whole of the South. Each time somebody will leave party and come back, and that very person, people will give you support, then the only time we think this whole thing will come to our own side, we decide. And now today, is it not an irony, Calada? Just imagine, people are saying PDP is 1 ounce. PDP is shred in tatters. Everybody understands that PDP for now has no stand, no leg in the whole of this country. But because they have interest in a particular matter, they are telling you PDP is 1 ounce. 1 ounce where? You don't even have national secretary as I speak with you today. Three persons are dragging that office as I speak with you. So the best thing that I will even advise in the future, nearest future, after all, Bola Ahmed Tinubu, supported by Edu governor to become the governor of Rivers State. If you listen to him carefully, each time he's talking about this very mandate of Mr. President, because he's voted in. You remember, PDP even took him to court. This same PDP that is claiming him today, they wanted to boot him out. It was we that brought the idea to prevent that booting out of this very man. So what are they talking? PDP, as far as I'm concerned, it is too late. Sinfobara should even prepare to cross over the APC.
Okay.
Do
you see that happening? What if the governor is just beating his time so he can, you know, strike and then go under the umbrella of the PDP?
Umbrella that is red.
All right, Gif, thank you very much.
Umbrella that is red.
Thank you very much. I've got to go.
I've got to go.
Gif, thank you very much. Okay, from Port Harcourt, welcome. What's on your mind? Tell me.
Good evening, Kalada.
Yeah, welcome. Okay.
Okay, my brother. The question you asked, what the other PDP will do? There's nothing they will do, but they will be angry. See, I don't know how this type of politics we play in this part of Nigeria,
okay,
or part of the world. You come out and say, look at what they are doing, you shout. Then people come and back you. Some people collect bullets, some people fight everything. Some people stand by you. Say, this will not happen. Then he went at the back, want to sign a disagreement, supported rubbish a disagreement. I don't know how you are losing your followers.
You think so?
People following you. That's what I think.
Okay.
Because right now, the president is in the APC. I want to make peace. Why not start from his party in this APC university?
Okay.
Is there any crisis in APC? Committee put in some state. They want to bring in fact, the governor doesn't know what he's doing.
You get okay if you say so. What you mean thank you very much. I don't know what you mean by he doesn't know what he's doing. So, sorry, Daniel, I missed your call. Christian from Port Harcourt, welcome. Christian, I can hear you. You're not audible.
Yes.
I can hear you now.
What about if all these things are just a stage managed forest to give Wike a safe landing to enter APC? Because sometimes I think that these politicians are smarter than us. Because already Fubara had said it even before this quarrel came out that he knows that his oga will eventually enter APC, that he's wishing him well,
okay,
and all that. What about all these things? What about if this is a stage managed? Because Wike cannot openly come out and walk into APC without this kind of stage managed forest. These guys are smarter than us, so people are leaving their hands.
But Christian,
thank you,
Christian. Before you go, oh my. I wanted to ask you a question, Christian, if you can hear me. Maybe you should call back in and tell me what you think. I mean, if he wants to defect or cross cap it to the APC, he does not need a quarrel of this magnitude. All he has to do is, you know, find a way to, you know, bring about a fight in the PDP. Or wait till when they want to bring about or bring on board a substantive national chairman, then he can have that fight. He does not have to throw the state into a political battlefield. I don't know if you see it from that direction, but you're entitled to your thoughts. Origi from Ogbogu. Origi, welcome. What is on your mind? You're welcome.
Happy Boxing Day.
Same to you. Happy Boxing Day.
Kalaba, how do you enjoy your Christmas and Boxing Day today? I've been hearing your voice since yesterday.
I've been working. Someone said to me there is no public holiday for the weekend. So I'm amongst the weekend. So I'm in the studio.
Kalaba, I think yesterday and today was supposed to be Christmas and Boxing Day, and not political day. Why do we turn our Christmas and Boxing Day to politics?
That is the scope of my show, so I can't help.
No, you are trying.
Okay.
See, the only thing I want to contribute here is that, as far as the governor is concerned, he knows what he's doing. All the political jobbers, let them job around. He cannot do anything.
Okay.
Don't fight for one who does not want to fight.
Okay.
I am the one that they beat. I say I will not beat back. What is the problem? How can you go and climb above the deranged person?
So you're saying the PDP, which he belongs to, on whose platform he became governor, you're saying the PDP is crying more than the bereaved.
Look, let me tell you. By the time you lose your hold, you can never cry a good cry against somebody who has been lost to on a certain thing. Somebody brought this man to a pin. And in PDP, we were two. The people crying, this crying now, we are those people that were in Abuja, not even in Port Harcourt. No okay. One in Port Harcourt that is crying this cry. It's those people in Abuja that ran away
okay.
And denied him to be the governor. Today, now he's a governor. Let us be careful with our politics.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then. That's another argument. The people who did not want him to be governor, now the ones crying that he should remain governor. While politics, you know, like they say, no permanent foe, no permanent friend, right? Things change every now and then. Right, this one says, okay, not for me. Okay, this one says yes, because party supreme. Godde Teme is saying he should work with the PDP because party is supreme. This one says, Canada, the PDP is coming very late. They should first deal with Wike and his supporters, including the LGA chairman, that are perceived to be very loyal to the minister of FCT before threatening Sim Fubara, because from their actions before, during and after the presidential election, it is a clear sign that they are a toothless bulldog. I still remain that comrade, the Emadu Charles. Okay. So you're saying that they're toothless. This one says, the governor has disappointed everyone who has fully backed him. I wonder how the likes of Pa Edwin Clark, Edison Eye, ETC would be feeling right now. Signing that agreement means that he will become just a ceremonial governor while the 27 assembly members will run the affairs of the state. As for the PDP, I see little or nothing they can do at this point. I even have the feeling that a governor in the near future will move to the APC as well. There is more to this agreement than we know about. Remember some days back, the FCT minister said they had a private meeting with the president, and the president gave directives on what the governor should do. The main crux of the agreement is that the governor will return back to keeping to the agreement he had with the FCT minister before the election at the expense of Rivers people. Daniel from Ozoba. All right, Daniel, thank you very much. Let's see this one. This one is from Agoziendu Chukwemeka. It says, peace is priceless and every true elder can never totally leave the governance of their family, business or nation to a new management. So let the future elders please make humble proposals for any good plans they have, and God and all would honor it. So thank you, and may God please continue to bless everyone in Nigeria. Okay, he said in Jesus' name. Chukwemeka, thank you very much. Let's read some more. This one says, Kalada, if the PDP had intervened in the political crisis in the state initially, there would not have been any need for the president, who is an APC member, to come in. This shows that the PDP left the governor to fight alone, which wasn't supposed to be so. The governor should not be blamed for any decision he takes in the future to protect his head, because his party does not have the capacity to protect him, Mike, from time. But Mike, let's paint another picture. What if the governor did not make it known to the PDP that there was a fight? Remember, after the impeachment saga and the whole, you know, protest and the whole marching on the streets that happened at the initial stage, the governor came out and said it's a father and a son battle, and that the father and the son will reconcile. So maybe that could have put off the PDP. Maybe that could have, you know, made the PDP chill and say, okay, it's a father and a son battle. After all, we were not necessarily a part of the train that got him, you know, to the brick house. So they were watching. But now it's no longer a father and a son. So they have decided, okay, since the battle got to the point where the president had to intervene, then maybe we also can intervene, and we would like to ensure that, you know, River State is not, you know, an APC state. So they're trying so hard to fight the fight. But let's go back to the phone lines and get your thoughts. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. The show says, good afternoon, Kalada. The PDP have been defeated over and over again. If the PDP was unable to caution and sanction Yesom Wike when he was still fully a member of the party, I wonder what they can do to him now that he's standing on the mandate of the president, and beg them to allow the governor to act on his own way or in his own way. Moreover, I don't see the governor implementing all the resolutions reached. I am Ikonwa Prince Chukwuemeka. Okay, this is Joe from Oyibo. Governor Fubara should implement the resolution because APC has all right, I'm gonna skip that one. I've got John from Alu. Oh my, John. All right, John, sorry about that. Do call back if you can. And this one says, politics in Nigeria is not about the people. The elected officials have two wishes to fulfill, that of the party and that of the godfathers. Governor Sim Fubara will have no option to do the bidding and or their bidding, and all these crises and misunderstanding that has gone on for the past few weeks is as a result of him failing to fulfill the interest of one. Koto from Ondo State. Azunda is calling from Ingbo Shimini. Azunda, welcome. What is on your mind? Tell me.
Good evening, sir.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
What's on this particular issue, you ask if there's anything the party PDP can be able to do to remedy the situation.
Yeah, yeah, that's the question I'm asking.
I think for me, it's a 50-50 way. The situation is like a man that has a child, only one child, and the child was being asked to go to a war front. You know, the father will be afraid. You understand me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so for PDP, I think for me, the governor himself have watched his back. And with what he's seeing, there's no much recent support. Not all these ones that are just coming on the street to make noise. Those ones, can they can't be able to fight for him. So for me, I will just, you know, urge him to take his decision or stand by his decision that he has already taken. Or, better still, jump over to APC and begin to play the international politics with them.
International politics, you say. Thank you very much, Azunda.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Let's listen to Daniel from Imogate. Daniel, welcome. Sorry I couldn't take your call the first time. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Kalada.
Yeah, good afternoon to you, Daniel.
Inke Daniel from Imogeto, Zako.
Compliments of the season to you.
And so to you as well. The issue in this PDP trying to let Fubara that they are not happy with the accord he signed with the president, have they even asked the governor himself if they were the lawmakers were able to state why they want to impeach him? Why did the governor himself not tell the people the reason why they want to impeach you, or why this crisis even lingered or even come about? You see, there is too many things that the people don't even understand. I overheard Wike yesterday saying pastors do their thing, politicians do their thing. But I will advise, I am an Abian. I am advising the River State governor. Now that the people is with him, let him be with the people. Or else, those people that are with him now, if he didn't take the right step, they will leave him and he will be on his own. That's my contribution this afternoon. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for your contribution. I've got Frederick from Impolo, my... Frederick has disconnected the call. If you can, do call back. This one says, well, as for me, I think the PDP should start by expelling the Minister of FCT and others loyal to him because they played anti-party by supporting APC presidential candidates while still in the same party, because I can perceive future fight coming between Tinubu and Wike, as he is rightly claiming today that he made Fubara the governor. The same week I know will soon boast of making Tinubu the president, when the XY principle of Agile's philosophical theory. Okay, all right, you're going philosophical on me on this one. Comrade Iceberg Ukegbu remains my name, you say.